Alrighty, we're joined now, a little bit late, but we're joined nevertheless with Gary Larrabee, who is a sports historian, golf writer. Gary, are you okay? The house all right, and you can get out of the house, it's all shoveled out and everything?
Everyone's doing fine, yes. The snowblower works beautifully, and my back still works a little bit too.
My neck is killing me. Tim, you got a snowblower?
Two.
Two?
Two in case one breaks down, and one of them broke down a lot during the last storm.
Oh, that works. All right. All right. Well, Gary, what's going on in the wonderful world of golf?
Well, we had a fantastic weekend, Rick. And, Tim, I'm sure you know that with some surprise developments down the stretch in both the European Tour and the American Tour evolutions. If you remember that Will Zalatoris, who we thought was going to win his first PGA Tour event yesterday, he choked down the stretch, blowing an 8-foot putt in the last hole, which would have forced a playoff with Luke Liss, who we'll get to in a minute. Then Rory McIlroy took a gag over in Dubai, and he more or less handed the tournament to Victor Hovland, a very worthy champion. But nonetheless, he played the last three holes and four under par, so that says enough about Victor. But a couple of choke jobs, just like we saw probably in the NFL playoffs. Yes, he choking all over the place, guys.
Wow, yeah, that's a rough assessment of the weekend.
Indeed, but of course, we are happy, though, for Luke List, who won his first tournament yesterday in a playoff against Zalatoris. Luke List, Tim, as we've talked before, 37 years old, a very late bloomer to get on the tour, 207 PGA Tour starts, and he finally breaks through at Torrey Pines in San Diego. A great story, really.
Well, it's always good to see those. You know, we were talking the last couple of weeks about, you know, how this point in time in the PGA schedule is kind of like meant for the first time winners, for the guys who haven't had a lot of success and don't have a lot of success when all the top flight golfers get out there. It's like this is their time to shine, and that's just another example of somebody taking advantage of it.
Yes, it's so true. And you know, in the Luke List story, you know, Zalatoris had that putt on the last hole, an 8-foot birdie putt to win. He misses the putt. They go into a playoff. And if you saw the playoff on the very first hole, they both drove it into the right bunker, and the balls were like inches apart. And there was a very unique development in how they had to resolve that situation so one player could hit his ball so the other ball wouldn't be affected. I'm not going to go into the gruesome details, but Luke List wins his first tournament. Rory McIlroy could have won his, I don't know what it would have been for him, his 40th, his 50th. But instead, Victor Hovland won. And of course, a familiar face won on the LPGA Tour, where Lydia Ko, New Zealand's favorite golfing daughter, won for the second time in like 3 weeks. She's a little bit of a comeback for her after she was the dominant player in the LPGA Tour 2-3 years ago. She's obviously back on his game and looks like she may be the dominatrix in 2022.
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking up the story for some details, and she's only 24 years old, but we're talking about her like she's been on the tour forever.
No, you're right. You know, she was an early bloomer. Like a lot of them are out there on all the tours, but not in Luke List's case. And you know, our own favorite player out there, Meghan Keane, K-A-N-G, Meghan Keane, not to be confused with Danielle Keane. She finished in the top 20, I believe. You know, she's from Rockland, and one of her sponsors is Tournament Solutions, based out of, I believe, in a new report. Led by Peabody's Pam, her last name escapes me, Pam Barraby, and of course Damus's John Lawrence. So they were happy to see Meghan play well. She hasn't broken through yet with her first victory, but she will at some point.
you know, again, what we were talking about, Lydia Ko, and how long she's been on the tour. She's 24. She's been on the tour since she was 15, and this was her 17th tour title.
Yes, I think the LPGA gave her a special exemption when she came over from New Zealand and gave her a shot, and lo and behold, she's been a pretty fair player, to say the least. Obviously, she's not burned out because she's making a great run to start the new season. And we'll see how it evolves with the next tournaments coming up all over the place.
Yeah, certainly leaves some interesting speculation, shall we say.
I'm sorry, Tim?
I said it'll leave things open for a lot of good speculation as the as both tours get underway, get further into their seasons.
Indeed, you're right. So true. And we're thankfully now into February as of tomorrow, and the boys are on the West Coast, and before you know it, they'll be in Florida. And of course, the countdown continues to the 2022, the 122nd U.S. Open coming up at the Country Club in Brookline. Media Day will be May 2nd. I've learned about that. And we don't know if John Rahm, the smashing, sensational Spaniard who almost won yesterday in San Diego, whether he will be there or not. But typically, as the defending champion, he either shows up, at least if not physically, at least Zoom-wise. So we'll hopefully look forward to seeing him. And I don't think John's ever played at the Country Club. Many of the players out on the tour now, well, the big names have not played the Country Club. But of course, the other big name we're thinking about is whether we're hoping that Tiger Woods might play, but that's still very much up in limbo, just as speculation about Tom Brady is still very much up in the air.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What's the story about, if we're done with that, and I don't want to cut you short here, but what's the story about Salem Country Club, Gary, because you've been talking about the excitement for the last several months at least, not only about the restoration over at the Salem Country Club, but also the possibility of some big tournaments coming in here.
Correct. Well, the restoration project is 99%, and I wrote about it last week in the Salem News, and I did get a little bit of pushback from some disgruntled members, mostly in the veteran members and members side, more like the senior members side at the club. They were a little bit concerned with how much restoration was done and how much destruction was done. But I said a few of these guys who made contact with me, guys, relax. Let's wait and see what the golf course looks like by mid-late May when you can really make some judgments. And I will see how it evolves. But from my perspective, they're just trying to make the golf course better, safer, and I think better from the agronomy point of view, where these trees can sometimes cause a lot of infringements on the golf course. And the bunker work was done very nicely from what I'm told from last fall, but there is some concern about whether too many trees were taken down. They're talking about over 400 trees were cut down.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see how that all comes back. And how it evolves into late spring when we can make a more appropriate assessment.
I have the article, Gary. I lost my subscription and had to renew it today, so I have the article now, and I'm gonna post that article that you wrote 3 days ago. So I'll post that when we get done here tonight. I'll post it.
Thank you, Rick. And the other big piece of news, and a big, I wrote about it last week, was the fact that one of our outstanding junior players from the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden Emmerich from Kernwood, from St. Mary's of Lynn, from Swampscott, has committed to play golf starting in September at Michigan State University. And I was joking to him the other day, Aiden, why don't you go someplace south? Well, as if you read the story, he felt very much at home at East Lansing, and he has family who lives right near the golf course, I should say, and near the school. So he'll have family by his side watching him play for the Michigan State Spartans, hopefully for the next 4 years.
I tell you, when you're away from home and you got somebody you can lean on like that, that's pretty cool. That's got to help his psyche and help his emotion, the emotional change from where he lives out to there.
No question. And I guess his uncle is out there with his family, and he's looking forward to it. He feels very comfortable, and it'll be exciting to see how his game develops over the next 4 years. We just had, of course, Stephen Delisio finish up his collegiate career at Duke. We have Chris Francoeur playing one more year from Amesbury down at University of Louisville, and exciting stuff all the way around.
Gary, I gave Mike Grenier a homework assignment last week, I asked him to come up with an anecdote about a visiting player, not a Celtic, not a home, a home pro of people he've interviewed. And I've asked you over the years, because it just fascinates me, the stories you have. Can you come up with another anecdote? Maybe a Masters related as it's coming up, but is there somebody you could mention next week and talk about who was either a great interview or a not so great interview? And you never talk negatively, so let's go with a great interview.
I look forward to it. I'll give it to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Tim, any final questions for Gary?
No, we've hit on quite a few. The world of sports is forever changing, Gary, and I just saw a note that former professional basketball player, NBA player, J.R. Smith, is now playing as a freshman on his college golf team. How about that one?
That's pretty good. And, of course, you can play one sport in college, go off and be a successful professional player, but you can go back to school,
yep,
try another sport, and that's well within NCAA regulations. And he loves golf. There's been a lot of stuff written about him over the last several months, and he's got some serious golf. And let's see how he does with the spring season coming up.
All right, Gary, enjoy the hot tub and relax those muscles you've been using and stay warm.
I'm in the hot tub right now. Thank you for reminding me.
All right, Gary. Take care. Thank you so much. See you next week.